take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining me tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, the main feature actually allows you to control the content of our website. So the stuff you see on the main page and the main column there, it's all been created by listeners like you. So as you surf around the web, you see something you think's interesting, you take that link, you submit it to our website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote, too, and the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website. Of course, it's all free over at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. If you just tuned in, we've been everywhere from last hour to from having people banned from having sex to actually toward the end of the hour, somebody, you brought up coma sex, Mark, as far as sex and who's consenting versus who isn't and what's appropriate and what's not. So let's go to your thoughts, your calls. You can also bring up anything you want. Let's talk to Jen, ladies first, listening to WFLA in Pinellas Park, Florida. Hello, Jen. Do we have Jen in Florida? Jen is gone. Apparently a bad connection. Let's continue then and talk to David, listening in Keene, New Hampshire, to WZBK. Hello, David.
Greetings.
Hey.
I was going to say it's about government intrusive control. And to me, like, it's abortion and trying to take away abortion, if people want it, is pretty much on par with that, in my humble opinion.
Well, what's on par with
like, just the fact that, like, I mostly, like, Republicans want to take away abortion if people want it. And I think that's pretty much, I mean, that's pretty intrusive, telling somebody they can't have an abortion if they want it.
Yeah,
and that's pretty intrusive government control.
No doubt.
I think you've led us to a radio hell, David, but, you know, I'll go ahead and respond. I'm of the opinion, I'm pro-life in the sense that I believe that people should choose not to have abortions. However, I think that in these United States and around the world, we've tried the prohibition of abortion, and that hasn't worked very well. So.
Yeah. Prohibition always makes things worse, and it just drives the activity underground. So I think it's a very difficult decision for someone to make, but it certainly shouldn't be made for them. And also, people shouldn't have their money stolen from them in order to support people who do choose to make that decision. Government shouldn't be involved at all. Shouldn't be funding it. It shouldn't be prohibiting it. And David, thank you for the call.
Well, another thing that the government prohibits is they prohibit you being able to pay somebody to have a kid. So if one of those, at my understanding, I think that there's loopholes and ways to get around. You can get scholarships for the young ladies.
That's not being a surrogate mom. I thought that was, you get paid for that.
That's a different scenario. We're talking about buying children here, basically. So if some organization could stand outside of the old Planned Parenthood place and offer money to young ladies that were going in for their children,
instead of waving
to bring
signs.
Their children to term, well then
being nasty,
yeah, you know, whatever it is that they do, trying to block the path. You know, it depends on the folks. Each of them is different. They're doing what they believe in. If they could do that, I think you'd see an entirely a turnaround in how things are dealt with.
All right, we continue here. Zachary, you can bring up anything you want. By the way, Zach, on the line in Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live. Is it Zachary? I'm sorry.
Yes, Zachary, but I prefer, but...
Hey, Zachary, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about different kind of government prohibition, and that's government controls on where you can work, and I'm specifically in context of the protests in Wisconsin. I don't know if you want to summarize that for your listeners or not, but...
Yeah, right now the government bureaucrats in Wisconsin are flipping out because they may lose some of their so-called collective bargaining rights, and I guess that's freaking them out. Also, some other possible changes to them having to contribute more to the pensions because, well, their governments are running out of money and something needs to be done. But they're showing up in mass to 25,000 people, 15,000 people some days, protesting and just walking out of work, etc. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think that there's a lot of issues at stake. And to give you some context, I'm a teacher by trade, and I'm a public school teacher mainly because where I'm from, that's pretty much the only game in town because of the disadvantage that private schools and charter schools have in a non-competitive market in education. You pretty much have to work in a government-controlled school, And I'm not to say I don't like where I work, but I would just as soon have a choice as to where I work. And I sympathize in a way with the teachers in Wisconsin in that they have to agree to certain stipulations as a condition of their contracts and if they want to work in their field. And if they don't like those stipulations, they have to either accept it or basically not work as a teacher. They can't necessarily go to a private school and expect to have anywhere near the same kinds of offer because private school is has a lot of tax liabilities that a public school doesn't have. They're at a competitive disadvantage. And teachers and people who work in education in a lot of ways are just as much victims of government-controlled schools as parents and students are.
Yeah, sure, sure. I mean, you might like to work in a place where you have more control, but you feel like you're out of options.
And I feel like, as much as I, I'm not a union member, and in a lot of ways I don't agree with what the national teachers' unions stand for as far as their policies and their practices, but I see collective bargaining in and of itself as just another manifestation of the right to free assembly. I mean, people should be able to, workers should be able to assemble and collectively decide as a group that they want to negotiate with their employers.
Sure, no, I agree.
I feel like their employers should have the option to decide they don't want to negotiate and want to go elsewhere for their employees.
Absolutely. The problem with the teacher situation is it's all screwed up because I agree with you. I think if people want to get together and bargain collectively, that's their business. And I also agree that people who are owners of these businesses should be able to say that, well, we're not interested in that. I'm not interested in having unions at my business. I think that all of those things can happen and should happen in the marketplace without government intrusion or without government favoring one side or over the other or forcing them to interact. But the problem with the governmental situation, as you've indicated, is the monopoly status. So you've got collective bargaining that's working in obviously it's working in the favor of the teachers, but to the detriment of the people who are forced to pay into that system. It would be something completely different if we had a true free market in education. So it's still not something I can advocate for, is to give more, people more power over what sort of taxation is happening to folks. I think that the only thing I can advocate for is someone who loves liberty, is to say get the government out of schools, and to all those private teachers that, or to all those government school teachers that, that want to work outside of government schools, figure out a way to do that. Come together and start your own school. Find some investors. I mean, in most places, it is possible to start private schools. Just whether or not how difficult it is regulatorily, I'm not sure.
To give you some one option at least, I know it's happened here in Kansas, and it's happened in some other places too. Teachers in local districts have chosen to form collective bargaining units totally separate from national unions. They've actually decertified their unions because they felt that they were either exerting undue political pressure or they didn't like their policies, they didn't like the politics at the national level, and decided they were going to form bargaining units. And basically it works very similar, except there's no influence from the NEA or the AFT, which are the two large national unions. There's a lot of options there for people to still have their bargaining rights and still be able to negotiate the terms of their employment without having that undue political pressure. I really sympathize in a lot of ways with the teachers who, on the one hand, it's not unreasonable to be expected to contribute more to your pension, for example, which is a situation in Wisconsin. On the other hand, I, as a teacher, would really love to be able to opt out of my pension, but because of the state statute, because there's no competitive employment in my industry, I don't have that option. I can go to another school, to a private school, and say I'd like to work there, but because of their tax liability, I'm going to expect to take a 30% pay cut.
Yeah. It's really tough. I mean, the fact is that generally working for the government means an inflated paycheck. And,
right.
to willingly choose to step down into a lower paying job that is in the free market, that's a really tough thing to choose.
But
and
on
then
the
you've
got
to think about the students. Your opinion, as it is not getting represented very well in the public school system. So you're providing that to your students through, your sort of everyday activities. And to move on would be to take it away from them.
Zachary, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But in many cases, Mark, we've talked to private school teachers who say they're happy to take the pay cut. It's a lot better work. The job's more satisfying. So 800-259-9231. I guess my point being that if you sign up to work for a criminal enterprise, you get what you get. If they want to cut your pay or screw your benefits, then that's what happens. You work for the criminal gang. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up anything.
Need to store or move stuff? Don't endure the hassle of hauling things to and from that annoying self-storage facility. Let 1-800-PACKRAT bring the portable storage unit to you. We're the simple and affordable storage and moving experts. Just tell us when and where, and 1-800-PACKRAT will deliver a weatherproof and secure portable storage container directly to your home in as little as 24 hours. Our professional delivery team will simply place the container at ground level for easy access. Renting containers for 1 month can cost less than what you'd pay a moving truck for a weekend. When it's ready, we'll move it next door, across the country, or store it in our climate-controlled warehouse. We take care of everything. Call toll-free 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com today and receive 15% off your first month's rent. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com for your free storage or moving quote right now. That's 888-922-2928 or packratradio.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours on the front page of the site. The top part of the website, you'll see the last 7 days. And then you click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free. at freetalklive.com, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 free templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Get 24/7 technical support, 45-day money-back guarantee, a 99.9% uptime guarantee, and your first month completely free at HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David listening in St. Petersburg to WFLA. Hello, David. David in St. Pete, are you there? Someone's there. Is that David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about the one point. Nobody in the national media is even talking about this. Governor Walker in Wisconsin is making Wisconsin a right-to-work state, which would give all of the teachers in unions the opportunity to opt out of automatically having to pay dues to these unions. Mm-hmm. So the unions would have to better sell their worth to their union members. So to me, the unions are organizing about control and money and not the individual welfare of these people in the unions.
Figures.
You know, I don't think, I agree with you that that's what their motivations are, but I still think that the union members, I mean, there's 25,000 of them out there for a reason. And I think that reason is that you will find that people in unions, especially state employees in state employee unions, public sector unions, they get paid better than their counterparts who are not in public sector unions. Even private sector unions get paid better than people who are not in private sector unions.
Well, I'm not saying
that's good or bad. I'm just saying that that's the reality.
And that is the reality. But let me propose this to you. Would the difference of what these people have to pay into the unions cover the difference of what Governor Walker's trying to make them participate in their own pension plans?
Well, in his case, the only thing I know about what he's trying to make them do is pay in a larger amount into their their health insurance, like a larger copay. That's the only thing I happen to know about it. I can't say that I am completely briefed on this particular subject, but I would suspect that, in fact, them not having to be in the union dues are much larger than what they'd have to pay in a copay. But they also are sort of the opinion, and I can see why, that if they give up an inch, they'll give up a mile. You know, that they see this as an adversarial relationship. They don't see themselves as providing service. They see themselves as fighting for what is theirs. And when you consider the situation a fight, then the other person is an enemy rather than a person to be worked with.
Correct. You know, and the you say there's 25,000 people in this union. There's a heck of a lot more people that voted to have the current administration in to do some of the things that he's doing.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah,
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, you know, you can say what the reasons were that people voted somebody in for, but you don't know what everyone's reasons were. Many people might have voted for him because he was the lesser of two evils. So you can't jump to that conclusion. And a political candidate, when he is voted in, will not know what the reasons were he or she was voted in for. They will simply think, everyone loves me,
right,
and they love my ideas.
The other guy just sucked more, or
yeah,
it was a bad year to be a Democrat or Republican.
Or he had better hair, you know?
Right.
That's so you never really know. 800-259-9231. Anthony is listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Anthony.
Hello, Mercury Messengers. You're doing great as usual.
The what messengers?
Mercury from classical Greek mythology.
Mercury is in the god Mercury?
Mercury the messenger.
Gotcha.
Now, don't kill the messenger. Don't kill you. That includes you.
Thanks,
but now, listen.
Please don't.
I want to put some perspective on this, friends. You're talking about sex and political exploitation.
And teachers, but not all at once. Although we could. Go ahead.
Just let him go.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you three examples. You're talking about this 43-year-old man that has to do with sex.
Yeah.
Number two, Freud said the most potent urge is the sexual instinct. Mm. It's not the most important, but it's the most potent. Three, the Catholic, the Christian, the Islamic mosque and churches are deep into unitary sexual stuff. From be fruitful and multiply to pro-choice, three, you know, to virgin birth. You know, they're really into this stuff. Okay, therefore, our culture, I'm going to say it again, fellow Mercurians, is decadent and hedonistic. And one, just one more piece of evidence, you're talking about polygamy, you know, the Utah, the Latter-day Saints. Mm. Hey, that's not, on the daughter's part, it's statutory rape. On the son's part, banish those sons from the home, from the compound, and make them homeless because the father's monopolizing and exploiting the young 17 and 8-year-old daughters.
Well, that's the fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the FLDS. I just want to make it clear because, you know, lots of Mormons out there not having multiple
wives. It's not statutory rape if the other person, the other party consents to the
sexual
rape activity.
Is a legal term, Ian.
Who, the 17, 18-year-old? The 14-year-old?
We're talking about the fundamentalist, we're talking about fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and you that it's not statutory rape. Okay, I see what you're saying, Mark. It's statutory
it
rape.
It is statutory rape.
Right, statutory is, okay, yes, you're right. It's not rape, though. And statutory rape isn't rape either. Statutory rape is when two people consent to sex, and then real rape is when someone has not consented to sex. And so if the girls in the FLDS are consenting, then they should be left alone. Now, you can argue that they've been brainwashed, and I think I would agree with you on that, but that's their business. It's their religion. It's none of my business what the, you know, what they believe to be true.
All right, well, we're agreeing then, friends, that one, sex is the most potent urge. Two, it's not the most important. And three, because it's led us down into this culture of the slippery slope of into promiscuity.
What do you propose, Anthony?
Great. I told you before, and take this seriously, you know, I'm not just talking about this individual pornography issue, but a governmental issue. Yeah, a committee of 12 humanistic Nobel Prize peace winners, rotating, just as they do with the astrophysics department at Cal Berkeley.
What will they do? What will this 12 committee do?
They'd make the decisions from a humanistic point of view.
Regarding
instead
what?
Of this pathological capitalist
what decisions
point
would
of
they
view.
Make, sir?
Huh?
What decisions would this group of 12 Nobel Prize winners make?
Whether or not we're going to have universal health care.
Wait, what? You laughed too much. I couldn't understand.
Whether or not we're going to have universal health care, a single payer.
Why would you put such a decision in the hands of a handful of men? What other decisions would they make?
Well, I mean, government. I mean, you asked me what would I do, and I said, besides these lower-level cultural decisions...
Would you stamp out pornography?
Would I what?
I don't know. I don't understand what you're asking for. What do you want these...
The revolution is
you're
coming.
You're talking about promiscuity.
The installation of the revolution in USIAN. USIAN. That's how I pronounce the United States these days. The revolution is coming here. Do not doubt that. And listen,
I want to know more about the 12 people.
This.
Hang on, Anthony. We'll bring you back here. I want to know what the 12 people are supposed to do. I'm a little unclear on that. Mark, did you...
Absolutely. This is common.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla Technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those at freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. If you're a lady listener, you can go and get the details on how to be on to be part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll be a debate and there'll certainly be a bunch of speechifying, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a heck of a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. The deadline is March the 1st. If you want to go on the cruise, you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy, if those rooms are still available. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. Anthony's on the line, and he's proposed something that I find a little confusing, so I wanted to hold you through, Anthony, to make sure that we could get some, at least I could get some straight answers. Mark thinks he understands everything that you're saying. So let me just run this by. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm listening, Bill.
All right, so you were complaining about the decadence of the American society a few moments ago, and you talked about instituting a 12-person panel full of Nobel Prize laureates or whatever, peace winners or whoever, that would rotate through and make some sorts of decisions. What is this panel deciding? What is their job?
All right, I can answer that real quick. Thank you for that question. Obviously, the government, they would replace Boehner and McConnell and now even Obama and Biden. They would replace all these conservative corporations and banks with democratic socialism. The best form of government on this planet, the comparative governments, is the democratic socialist government in the Nordic nations. That's what they do.
ultimately.
So, okay, so what you're saying is that people should be stolen from, but these 12 people, because that's what we have right now is a sort of socialist fascist government. You'd like to move it a little more towards socialism in that direction.
Absolute fascism.
Now, how would these 12 people be chosen?
Didn't Milton Friedman win the Nobel Prize?
So, yeah, well, he's a rat. So what? I didn't say he was a humanistic Nobel Prize Peace winner.
Oh, now, who will choose these people? Who will be the decider as far as...
The Nobel Prize Committee has done a pretty good job. I don't know, did Friedman win the Nobel Prize? I mean, they can make mistakes. No, they've done a pretty good job historically.
So the Nobel Prize Committee will decide who, which 12 winners will be the deciders for all of this. Is it now just the United States, or are we talking about the world government here?
Good question. You know, this is the argument between Trotsky and Engels, I forget, and Lenin. And Lenin made the wrong decision. Trotsky said it's been an international movement, and Lenin said no, just Russia, USSR.
So you're saying it's world government. So you're saying 12 people should decide everything about everything for the entire world. Kind of like Kim Jong-il in North Korea, except he's just one guy, but you want 12?
Well, I mean,
would they be for life?
I want to replace the present dysfunctional, aberrational governmental systems with something that's more rational and humanistic, brother.
Well, that's according to you and what you think is important, right? Or what the Nobel Prize Committee would think is important.
And my point is that they're very well respected, and you want to make sure.
What would they do to me if I just curious, Anthony?
Well, humanism and not egotistical.
I'm all in favor of humanism
capitalism.
On a consensual basis. So, what would they do to me if I decided that I thought it was inhumane to steal money from people and I didn't want to pay?
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
What would your humanistic group of 12 people?
Taxes?
What would they do? What would they do to me? I'm sorry.
Taxes for the potholes? You call that theft?
Sir,
it's
extortion.
Well, if I have a hole in my roof and I come to your house and I point a gun at your face in order to get some money to fix the hole in my roof, that's theft.
It's extortion, sir, when people are taking money from you by the threat of violence.
Don't we agree with Rousseau, the social contract?
No, sir,
we don't.
No, there is no such thing as a social contract. That's just a fantasy. That's a fantasy that people use to assert control over other human beings' lives, and it's a bunch of nonsense.
Are you Hobbesians then?
I don't even know what that means.
Hobbes' philosophy, and life is short,
I'm brutal. Yeah.
And therefore the aristocrats should rule. No, you don't believe that.
Wait. The aristocrats do rule, and they rule in every form of society around the world.
I'm for individual liberty and freedom of choice and human beings interacting on a consensual basis. So I will ask you again, what would your 12-person panel decide about people like me who make the choice that as somebody who believes in human beings, I don't think they should be coerced against their will, and so therefore I refuse to pay into your socialist utopian system? What would happen to me?
Well, as long as you're not deviant, you can do whatever you want. You know, follow the golden rule. As basic as that.
So you would propose no punishment whatsoever for people that chose to opt out of your socialist system?
Meaning what?
Okay, have I not made this clear? I'm sorry. Mark, you've been listening. Hold on, Mark, you've been listening to me. Have I been clear?
They don't complain about that. I'm telling you, listen to me, graduate students, friends. It's the most effective government on this planet.
Sir, you're getting distracted. I'm asking a very simple question. Mark, have I been unclear in my asking of this question?
What?
I just want to make sure I'm not... Please don't shake your head at me, Mark.
You're
on a radio show. Okay, thank you. So one more time, I'll ask it one more time, and then we're going to move on if you don't want to give me a straight-up answer. Let's imagine you've got your vision of the 12-person panel deciding socialism for the entire planet, and I tell you that I'm a human being and I don't believe other human beings, including myself, should be coerced against their will in order to participate in your system, in your social contract, or whatever you want to call it, your 12-person panel system, your socialism. I don't want to participate in it. I withdraw. My consent, I withdraw my money, and I'm going to go my own business. What would you do?
The answer is obvious, man. We'll certainly think about that kindly and gently, and I want to hear why you have to say that.
So you would not. So you would allow people to opt out of your socialist system?
We'd certainly consider it.
That's not a really real answer.
What the reason is, man?
What?
I mean, how do you define a socialist system? Does it
No, it's whatever your definition of whatever it is you envision.
There's Norway, and
is
they're happy about it.
Great. I'm glad people are happy.
I don't know what they do if people don't want to pay taxes. I know what they do in this country, and I don't think it's right. There's no law that you're right, they should pay taxes. However, you know, you're nitpicking with me now, man.
No, I'm not nitpicking.
Actually, it's extremely important.
To pay taxes
it's not nitpicking.
Anthony, calm down.
Anthony, it's very important. This is a very important distinction, at least to me. The distinction is, what will this group of people who call themselves the New Democratic Socialist Union, what will they do to force people to comply?
If they do. I mean, maybe
because
they
don't force people to comply, then they're not,
Be specific. Comply with what?
Whatever.
Guns. The comply with the rule. That's it. You see,
what
when
rule?
Government says, here's
what
the rule.
What regulation? What restriction?
You wanted socialized health care. If I decide I don't want your stinking health care system, I'm going to treat myself with mud and berries. Then, what people out there want to do that,
and
right?
You're not going to pay into it.
And I don't want to pay into it. Are you going to send guys with black helmets and MP5s to my house
on,
to get my...
Come on, we're humanists, man. We're not that sadistic, malicious, malignant, mean-spirited.
So you would say nothing should be done to the people that decide they want to opt out.
So, it has to be remedied somehow, whether it's in their favor or our favor. So
what would you propose?
We're talking about 1% of the population.
What would you propose? What remedy would you propose for people that want to opt out of your socialist system?
You want me to give you a carte blanche?
Yep. Give it to me straight, and you've got to do it now, because we're running out of time.
I told you. We would certainly talk about it and give me a reason. I mean, the one...
What if my reason is unacceptable to you? What if my reason is unacceptable?
Statistics. So everybody has to check in.
Anthony, I don't care about your statistics and running numbers. What if my reason for opting out is unacceptable to you and your panel of brilliant men?
Well, we'll slap you on the wrist, and that's all.
Oh, well, then what if he doesn't again?
I wish you a good evening.
Thanks.
Hey, listen,
thanks for the call tonight, Anthony. I appreciate it. If that's true, then, you know, if people are just opting, if you have a socialist utopian vision that you want to implement, and if you want to implement it without forcing other people into it, great. That's great. I don't know if you really call that socialism, though, because socialism is state ownership of everything, right, Mark? It's state ownership of all industries, ownership of everything. The concept of the state
Democratic socialism is slightly different.
Maybe communism would be a little more accurate. If you want to have a commune, and as long as you're not forcing people to be a part of it, then I got no problem with it. 800-259-9231. Boy, that was a difficult answer to get. It's Free Talk Live.
Need to store or move stuff? Don't endure the hassle of hauling things to and from that annoying self-storage facility. Let 1-800-PACKRAT bring the portable storage unit to you. We're the simple and affordable storage and moving experts. Just tell us when and where, and 1-800-PACKRAT will deliver a weatherproof and secure portable storage container directly to your home in as little as 24 hours. Our professional delivery team will simply place the container at ground level for easy access. Renting containers for 1 month can cost less than what you pay a moving truck for a weekend. When it's ready, we'll move it next door, across the country, or store it in our climate-controlled warehouse. We take care of everything. Call toll-free 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com today and receive 15% off your first month's rent. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com for your free storage or moving quote right now. That's 888-922-2928 or packratradio.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Join the AMP program. Mark, what's the AMP program?
The AMP program is a program we have for listeners that get some perks here, you know, special podcasts that don't have commercials in them. We have our own call-in line, then special place on the bulletin board system.
That's right.
bbs.freetalklive.com.
And the money goes to benefit Free Talk Live, and we reinvest it into the show. It's not going to paychecks. It's going to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go and become an amplifier with any major credit card, PayPal, over at freetalklive.com. Actually, amp.freetalklive.com will get you straight to the AMP page. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We continue taking your calls about what you want. Dwayne is listening to WFLA in Tampa. Dwayne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, Dwayne, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to comment about Anthony's call.
Sure.
I always knew that there were people like that out there in America. It's kind of disheartening to hear someone want to give away all of their rights to a 12-person board of people like Al Gore and things like that.
People smarter kind of than you and I.
Of course he is. it just brings to light the fact that some people just don't care about freedom. They just don't.
No, they have a particular vision that they want, in many cases, to force on people. And Anthony claimed finally, after 10 minutes of trying to get an answer out of him, that he would just slap you on the hand and talk to you about it. But many of them are not so nice. Many of them are not so forgiving.
To be completely honest, a socialist system like he's talking about is, if you don't force people into it, no one's going to go with it. I mean, there'll be some, of course. There always is. But you're going to have to enforce it, and that's why. I mean, he was talking in good terms about people like Lenin and people with Stalin and things like that. They killed millions of people.
Absolutely. I mean, when you give
he's talking best about Trotsky, who I would say of the triumvirate of the revolution in the Soviet Union was
right.
By far the best guy, Trotsky.
Right. The problem is his. What he was leaning on was that he wanted humanitarians to be the ones. So we don't want the killers like Hitler. We want the humanitarians to do it. And the problem is that those people, when you give them power, all of a sudden lose their humanitarianism. I mean, we've talked about this in the past, Mark, on the program, how power corrupts people. And there's scientific studies that show why it is that that is true. So you can put the most, some of the nicest, most, friendly individuals into these positions of power. And then before you know it, they're wielding that power to benefit their friends and to punish their enemies and to mold the world and attempt to mold the world in whatever grandiose way they believe is appropriate, because they believe it's okay for them at that point. And it's never okay to force people against their will to do things.
Absolutely. And that's why our system was put into place to begin with, is because people were in power that we did not like. And
unfortunately,
together our Constitution.
Yeah, unfortunately, this system has also allowed, either the system and the Constitution has allowed the tyranny that we have today, or it's been powerless to prevent it. Either way, that's been an abject failure. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree completely. The thing is we voted the people into office. I mean, I personally didn't, but
I did
we
not
voted
either.
The people into office, and we get what we voted for. You know what I mean? And there's
you also get what you're talking in the collective we. And I think it's Franklin that gets the credit for the democracy as two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And I just don't see how the word of two wolves, in this system makes it incumbent upon me, the little sheep, to obey and to recognize the system.
Yeah, and you also get what you put up with. It's not just you get what you voted for, because most people don't vote, so they're not even participating in that system. And
right, exactly.
And when people do vote, only a minority actually ends up voting for the winner. So you really end up getting what you put up with.
Our population.
It's true.
A small portion of our population that ends up making the decisions for the rest of us.
And, absolutely.
And, it's like over in Wisconsin, the whole deal with the senators there is just ridiculous. I mean, the fact that the Democrat senators left the state rather than allowing a true Democratic vote to go on.
Well, and there's been all kinds of ridiculous things like this. I mean, over the years, I've been paying attention to the national scene, the international scene, that there's all kinds of ridiculous crap that goes on, all kinds of outrageous stuff, police killing people and getting away with it, and all manner of stealing and extortion, destroying people's lives and property, and yet people just can continue to go through their lives, and they, cross their fingers, and they hope, boy, it sure is terrible that those things happen to those folks down the street, but maybe I'll get lucky, and they'll leave me alone. And they'll dutifully pay their taxes and obey every single regulation that is passed. And so really it's more about what people are willing to put up with. And so far it seems like the American people are willing to put up with a whole lot of crap.
That's exactly what it is. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. You too. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves because they still believe that their system is the best. Americans have been brainwashed into believing that, because we've got the best system in the world, that we should just go along, get along, and do whatever it is that they say. Even if we disagree with it, we'll go along with it, because maybe in 2 years we'll be able to take control away from those bad people, whoever they are, Democrats or Republicans. We'll take control away, and we'll show them what's for. We'll pass our laws and add our laws into the mix, and then we'll mold the world in the way we think is best. And of course, then it changes back, and it changes back and forth, and then what happens over time is government keeps adding on to itself and getting bigger and more intrusive and oppressive, and it's never rolled back. That's never happened.
Right. The Democrats talk about where they would roll the government back. The Republicans talk about where they would roll it back, and neither of them do it. And you'll notice that that's my experience, is that Americans are now saying that we have the best system in the world, but they aren't saying the old one, we have the freest country in the world. And it's because it's true. We do not have the freest country in the world any longer. There are lists and lists of countries that are freer in different areas and in overall areas, and the United States isn't coming up, in some cases isn't coming up in the top 10. It's sad, but in some cases it's true.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Costas, listening in Wisconsin. Costas, where are you at in Wisconsin tonight?
So how are you guys doing?
Hey, did you say you were in Janesville?
Janesville, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Excellent. You are listening to WCLO. What's on your mind tonight?
You said earlier that you guys weren't aware exactly what's going on in Wisconsin in terms of what the Big Club Louie is all about. So if you don't mind, I'll tell you the brief version.
Please.
So at least you have a good idea. There's a budget repair bill being proposed, and it's approximately 144 pages. The part that affects unions affects 175,000 union members directly and 250,000 union members indirectly. it orders that neither the state or any local government honor any collective bargaining agreement. And specifically, it returns the state to a 1904 civil service law that controls the way that the employees are managed. In terms of the money that we're talking about, which the, our union, I'm a union member, our union has already conceded the financial aspect of the request by the governor. It requires a 5.8 increase in our contribution to our pension, 5.8 of our annual income.
Are you forced, by the way, to pay into the pension? Are you forced to take a pension?
Yeah, we have no choice.
I see.
We have no choice because if they allowed us to opt out, then they wouldn't get any money to be able to do whatever each governor, whether Democrat or Republican, would like to do with that money. And they've often raided that fund. And Wisconsin has a healthy pension fund. That's a rarity, which begs the question why we are messing with something that works. Now, like I said, the money situation we have considered, we've given the governor the okay. We told them we'll sign whatever you put in front of us. So 5.8 for the pension, and right now we pay approximately 6 to 8% of our income in healthcare payments, and he wants to increase that to 12%. So my wife and I are both employees of the state. We are probation agents. That would mean $4,400 a year apiece. Extra contribution towards our benefit.
What are you guys making per year?
I'm sorry?
What are you making as a probation agent?
It's about between $44,000 and $46,000 after 14 years of doing this job.
Now, is that after taxes? Is it $46,000 after all your taxes are taken out, or is that before?
No, this is gross. This is gross.
Okay.
This is gross. So that addresses that part.
What do you think? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, actually, this is the issue, okay?
You got to get out in 20 seconds. We're short on time.
Okay. Wisconsin law right now says that the governor has to participate in good faith bargaining. And he's stripping the law, so he doesn't have to do that anymore. So I think either he's going to win the short term, and then hopefully somebody will make it right down the road, or this is going to be a really hard job to do for the next 4 years. But
thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Maybe the government will shut down. They've been talking about doing that in Washington, D.C., and I sure hope it does. In fact, Belgium apparently has now gone for 250 days without a government. Maybe we'll tell you about that here in a little bit. Hour number three is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.